The sound of water rushing through pipes in the outside wall caught Kathleen's attention. She went to her bedroom where the window offered a clear view to the barn on the far side of the yard. Light glowed through the side window. Unless Strawberry, the horse Dylan had given her as a wedding present, had developed an opposable thumb, Dylan had decided to spend the night in the barn. She threw back a second glass of the bourbon. She did not care. She didn't care that he'd backed out on their wedding day, and she didn't care that he was going to be sleeping a stone's throw from her bedroom window tonight. She showered and brushed her teeth, hoping the routine would get her ready to sleep. But her body was still thrumming with tension. She needed to talk, which meant calling one of her sisters. Maureen had to get up early to work, but Kelly was on nights this week. Fortunately, she wasn't too busy to answer her phone.
"You won't believe what just happened. Dylan's back. He came by about an hour ago."
"Dylan McLean? You're Dylan?"
Not hers. Not any longer. Why did her stomach feel achy and hollow to admit it? None other. Completely out of the blue.
"Maybe he was afraid to give you any warning. He must have known you'd boot him out. You did, right?"
"Not exactly. He asked for a room. I told him he could sleep in the cot in the barn." Kelly laughed.
"No way."
"Why not?" From the gleam in his eyes as he'd watched her get out of the hot tub, he'd been in the mood for a roll in the hay. So let him have it.
"Only you would make an offer like that. Not that it isn't better than what he deserves. What's the going rate for one of those stalls?"
"For Dylan? It'll be very steep, trust me." As she'd been talking, she headed back to her office. Now she settled into her chair and propped her bare feet on top of the gray metal filing cabinet. Even more than her bedroom, this study was her place. With her father's old desk and bookshelves at one corner and a sofa facing a fireplace in the center of the room, it made for a cozy retreat at the end of a busy day.
"Truthfully, just knowing he's out there makes me nervous," Kelly said.
"I don't know why."
"That man broke your heart."
Kathleen let her feet drop to the floor.
"He did not."
"Right," Kelly sighed. "You agreed to marry him, but never cared that much."
"I cared."
It was the most she was prepared to admit.
"But Mom always told us when a man shows his true colors and does something stupid, you need to do the smart thing and forget about him."
As she had done with their father.
"Dylan showed his true colors the day he walked out on me. I'm just lucky I found out in time."
Unlike her mother, who'd married their father and had three kids with him before she'd finally faced the truth. The last time their father had been in Whitefish, Kathleen had been 3 years old. All he'd left them was this small plot of land and the old rambling house.
"There are other reasons to be careful around that man,"